Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and all this week, we are leading up to Veterans Day, as we do every year. Kelly Frank joining us from the Taos Area Middle School. How are you today, Kelly?
Super. Good morning, Kevin.
Yes. We are ready for a string of great veterans essays, as we've done every year. The seventh graders, I think you said this might be the best class ever.
This is a doozy for sure. I think, listeners, you will love to hear the essays that our students read about veterans this week. Nine local hometown heroes visited the middle school, and some were moms, dads. We had some uncles, grandpas. So you're in for a treat this year for sure.
Very good. And on this first day, we're going to have a couple of them. And tell us who's up first, Kelly.
Our very first essay reader will be Madison Baresh.
Well, how are you today, Madison?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Glad to have you on with us. Are you ready to read your essay?
Yeah.
Whenever you're ready.
A hero is someone who understands the responsibility that comes with this freedom. Quoting Bob Dylan. Good morning, WKJC listeners. The birds are chirping today, knowing that we are safe because of the heartfelt veterans surrounding us. My name is Madison Baresh, one of the 90 students in my 7th grade of Taos Area Middle School. On October 24th, I listened to 9 veterans, but one definitely stuck out to me. Ladies and gentlemen, meet Dennis Koger, our patriotic hometown hero. A question you're probably wondering is, who exactly is Denny? Denny was born in Omer and graduated from Muskoda High School. The Vietnam War was coming up soon and people were drafted. One frightful day, Koger came home and his mom had a worried look on her face. She told him that his neighbors and friends of the United States government wanted him for that war. Denny had an offer come in from the insurance company for $100,000, but in his words he stated, "I have a much better job, sir. I was drafted to be in the Vietnam War." Soon after, he went to Fort Knox, Kentucky for training. Hard times went down when he had to wake up at 5 in the morning to run 10 miles, do 100 chin-ups, and 145 push-ups all before breakfast. That probably was really hard. I can't even run a quarter of a mile. He stated that he had to sing an army song, but got in trouble for singing the Beatles. Koger offered an amazing job as an officer, but he refused. Eventually, he was promoted to drill sergeant. "I was their worst nightmare," he said with a smirk on his face. Denny never had his soldiers do something that he would never do. He always knew all the people he trained, and he said he was like a mother to some. Next, let's talk about Denny Koger's travels. He and his soldiers deployed to go to the Vietnam War. His crew traveled from North Vietnam to South. I would be so frightened if I was in war. Koger stated that he had to be very cautious going through tunnels because shots were being fired around everywhere, even when they couldn't see. After one battle, only 32 came out alive and unhurt out of 166. Another time, Koger stated he had to jump out of a helicopter. Once he landed, he had hurt his leg really bad. It would take a lot of courage to do that. Denny got second and third degree burns from the sun because he took parts of his shirt to wrap around the soldier's wounds. Mr. Koger wasn't only a sergeant, but a caring hero. Lastly, let's talk about Mr. Koger's family. His wife was in the Army, his son was in the military too, and moved on to the Marines guarding the Pentagon. Isn't it great that we have a couple more people that look after our safety? I think so. In conclusion, Mr. Koger really is a person who understands the responsibility that comes with his freedom. If you ever meet veterans in our town, shake their hand and thank them for their service. WKJC listeners, I hope this story of a courageous veteran warms your heart. To Mr. Koger and all those veterans out there, happy Veterans Day.
Very good. Thank you very much, Madison. Was that an easy thing for you to do?
Kind of.
Kind of. All right. Well, you did wonderfully. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Now, Kelly, we've got two of them today, so who's going to be next?
Next up, we have Miss Lindsay Schatt.
All right.
You have to remember, Kevin, that none of our kids that are reading essays today were alive during 9/11 or any huge event like that. So when the veterans come in from our hometown and share their stories, it really is an eye-opener. It's something more than just reading about history in a book. It's putting a man that you might see at the grocery store or the gas station to a real history lesson. So as you can see from Madison's essay, it really hits home with these kids.
It does. You're right.
Looks like Lindsay's ready, and her essay is very special. about her father.
Oh, very good. Now, how are you today, Lindsay?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Please, give us your essay, Lindsay.
Good morning, WKJC listeners. My name is Lindsay Chat. You may know my dad, Dustin Chat, as your local sales manager for Cisco. He might sell you your supplies, but to me, he's a hero. The 7th grade Taos Area Middle School interviewed my dad, as well as 8 other veterans. My dad's story blew my mind, and I'm proud to share that with you today. This brave patriot served our country in the United States Coast Guard. Here's an unforgettable fact. Did you know that there are more people in the New York Police Department than in the elite Coast Guard team? I sure didn't. The New York Police Department has over 51,000 employees. My dad, the heroic veteran, happily told us that there are more than 20 people in a station at a time with a minimum boat crew of 3, a coxswain, engineer, and crewman. Next, let's talk about the memorable job Mr. Chat did. My dad was second in command and did it great. He was also in charge of the boat's mechanic and engineering. When my dad was underway, he made sure the boat did not break down. If they had a problem, he fixed it. For example, if there was a hole in the boat, he had to fix it so the boat wouldn't sink. My dad also took care of a fire and was the one to put it out with the help of the crew. Mr. Chat was also a boarding officer. A boarding officer is someone who makes sure the boats were in compliance with boating laws. Wow! He had a ton of jobs, and I'm proud to call him my dad. My father did all this at stations in New Jersey and right here in Taos. He was also a fill-in in places such as Miami and Cleveland. My dad was stationed in Taos. The Coast Guard still operated and used the Taos Point Lighthouse. One of his responsibilities was to maintain the lighthouse grounds. Being a part of a veteran's family is really hard. It not only affects my life, but my sister's and mom's too. All the people my dad worked with in the Coast Guard have now moved away, and I never get to see them. Maybe once a year if I'm lucky. The kids I saw every day have now moved to different states and cities far away. I remember when I was a little girl, and I used to hang out with one of the daughters my dad worked with. She was about 12, and I was about 6. She moved to New York and just graduated last year. We haven't seen them since. The one guy my dad served with is probably the closest friend in our family. He comes to visit each year. Every time other veterans come to visit, we always go out to dinner at their favorite places. Dad has great memories of friendships. When my dad was still in and went to boot camp, his favorite memory was when one of his buddies received chocolate chip cookies. They then had to sneak them into the bathroom to eat them so they wouldn't get caught. Believe it or not, my dad still keeps in touch with him. I'm so proud to be a daughter of this memorable veteran. Thank you, WKJC listeners, for letting me share my story of my hero, my dad, Dustin Chat. Out of all the veterans that the Taos Area Middle School interviewed, I knew my dad was the one for me to report on. After all, I am so proud of what he has done, and I'm more than honored to live with him.
Very nice. Nice job, Lindsay. I'm sure it was nice to be able to talk about your dad, right?
Yeah.
Well, tell him thank you for his service from us, too, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Thank you.
Wow. What a great start, and we got a whole week of them still to go, Kelly.
Kevin, if this doesn't get our listeners in the mood for a good red, white, and blue Veterans right. Day next week, I don't know what will.
That's right. We got a whole week of them, and of course, we'll podcast them up at our website, too, at WKJC.com.